You are listening to the Julie Mears Psychic Medium Show. I am Julie Mears. The amazing Janet and I are coming to you live tonight via the World Wide Web from sunny and warm Anchorage, Alaska, the land of the midnight sun and perpetual moose. This also seems to be the summer of the bear. If you're fishing, please take care of your fish parts reasonably and responsibly. Hey, Jan, how you doing today?
I'm good. Now got me a moose the other day, though.
You did?
Yeah.
With your truck?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ran right out in front of me.
Eek. In the moose flat?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, you all...
Well, it was actually on the Palmer side of the moose flat.
Oh, okay. You all Abrahamed up?
I am.
You ready to roll? You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Before we get started, I wanted to share, spread the word that Donna Ray of the Coal Miner's Cabin and Collectibles in Sutton is getting out of the herbal tea business. If you're interested in some killer deals on bulk herbs, gallons of massage oils, or essential oils, give Donna Ray a call. And if you don't have her phone number, shoot me an email or give me a call, and we'll get you in touch. Chin up, my friend. Move forward and carry on. Be where you need to be. We're going to be shooting the breeze tonight between calls in regard to the favorite life topic of late, and that is the law of attraction. The law of attraction is that what we feel, we attract. The law of attraction is not about positive thinking. It's about feeling wonderful. Feeling attractive, feeling abundant, feeling blessed. Of course, the opposite would also apply, but we're not going to go there because I don't feel like it. Both Janet and I extend the invitation tonight for you to call in and to get a mini reading over the phone from the comfort of your own home. Or, as I've heard, one of you who is sneaking back into your office in Montana. You know who you are. I appreciate your loyalty. Thank you. If you want to know more about me, please click on the name of the show, the Julie Mears Psychic Medium Show. Follow it to the homepage. There, you will find out who I am, why I am, and what I do. You will also find the information to contact me for a personal and in-depth reading. These can be done in person or over the phone. We're happy to gift you with a mini live reading on the air tonight, but if you really want an in-depth personal reading, you need to schedule a sitting with me, and we can do this over the phone, or if you're in Alaska, we can do this in person. This is what I do in life. This is not a sideline, and this is not a hobby. I am a professional psychic medium, and even though my readings are lighthearted and many times entertaining, they're serious. Healing is serious. Mediumship is all about healing hearts and relationships. Relationships with others, with ourselves, and with the Creator. I'm often asked if I believe in God. My answer to this very important question is this: I could not do this work if I did not believe in the Creator with all my heart. The Creator is very real, very present, and very much wants healing for us all. Janet is a serious student of mediumship and is really learning to nail her symbolism. Or in English, she's learning her first language. How's the process going for you, Janet?
Well, it's going. I think I'm heading in that direction. Hopefully I'm going in the right direction. I feel like I'm at least moving that way.
You're moving forward. I think you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to judge when we're reading, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I rely on the feedback that I get. So.
Yeah. So for those
That's
of
real
you,
important.
Yeah, for those of you that are calling in and you get a reading, would you please email feedback? Help Janet.
Please
do it. Let us know how we did. What we're doing on the radio is called blind reading. We don't know you from Adam. And that's another thing. If we do know you from Adam, don't tell us who you are. Most of the readings that you will hear here tonight are done in a lighthearted way. The style is more attuned to joy and bliss than to gloom and doom. As a reader, as in my real life, I don't wish to attract or dance with negativity. It doesn't feel good, and I would much rather be in alignment with Source. Because that kind of feels like sitting in full-on sunlight after a dark and cold winter night. Janet, do you think you have a style yet?
I'm getting there. I'm still not exactly sure what style I'm going to end up with.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the process, or is it sometimes confusing?
No, I'm absolutely enjoying it. Sometimes I think I get it, and then I'm not sure. And then I think, well, maybe I'm not getting it. Good days, bad days.
Yeah. Well, we like to surround ourselves with things that bring joy in life, like we're able to do here tonight, sitting amongst some of the most beautiful amethyst cathedrals in the entire city. That's right. We're coming to you live from the showroom of Stars of Alaska. Stars of Alaska is located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor in Anchorage, Alaska. You can find me here every Thursday and Sundays for readings. As usual, I am completely booked out this Thursday, but I do have two openings left for Sunday if you'd like to book your in-person reading. Phone readings are woven into normal workday hours, and we always try to accommodate your schedule. If you'd like to book a personal reading, please click on the show title for information to book your reading. This will make you happy, Sudi, due to the barrage of emails asking, pleading, and begging that we do more readings on the air. We will be doing more readings on the air tonight. So if you've wanted to call in or know someone who has been wanting to call in, tonight is your night. Between the beats, we'll be talking about the law of attraction and how important it is right now in our lives. What we think and feel affects everyone else on the planet. Now is the time that we need to be sending thoughts and feelings of grounded energy and joy. Let the news shows spread the gloom and doom. Let us spread love and light in the truest sense and intention. Let us pave the way of a better world for our children and for our grandchildren. It's our choice what we leave behind for them. Focus on what we want. Don't stew on what we don't want. Right?
Right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the law of attraction.
One of my favorite subjects.
You're pretty good at it.
I love it
for you.
I've been doing it pretty much all my life. I just didn't know exactly what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
But it takes a lot of trust in yourself and in your feelings.
Uh-huh.
You just have to trust your feelings and get to where it feels good.
Yeah. I remember the time you were looking for a car. Truck, excuse me.
Yeah.
And what did you find?
Well, are you talking about when I found the house?
The house.
When I was looking for the truck?
Yeah.
I wasn't even looking for the truck, and I found the truck.
Yeah. Cool. That house was like, what, a six-bedroom house?
Yes.
It was a steal.
It was. It was a good deal.
Oh, good grief.
And it was on the Auto Trader.
On the Auto Trader. My favorite story, and some of you know my little Pomeranian, some of you don't, is the one where we were able to adopt him. Percy, better known as Sir Percival Quattlebaum Throckmorton Boo Boo. I was told by another reader that the little dog actually orchestrated the whole deal. I had been wanting a Pomeranian. I've been searching furiously for a Pomeranian. If you're familiar with Alaska, everybody has a dog, but everybody has a big dog. Poms are not big dogs, and they go for a few hundred dollars a pound up here. And, $1,000 for a little dog just wasn't going over real well. I got a newsletter where a woman had like 30 Pomeranians, purebreds, and she was frantically searching for homes for them. And it was like, we looked through the pictures and saw our son. And I called the airlines, wondering if I had enough airline miles, because I didn't the summer before to fly down to Seattle and back, and I had twice as many as I needed to go to San Diego and pick the little guy up. So that was kind of cool. Yeah,
yeah.
That was pretty good.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, and he's still here, and he's a cutie, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's just a sweetheart. I think we have a call waiting.
Okay.
Go ahead and take that if there is, in fact, one. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. Hey, I'm picking up flowers around you. Is this a birthday?
No, it's not my birthday.
Is there a birthday around you?
A birthday.
Like a female, like a mom?
I'm a mom?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, my wife's birthday is coming up. Yes.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday. Is your mother crossed?
No, well, my mother's crossed.
Okay.
But her birthday was back in May, but my wife's birthday is coming.
Okay, so let's get the message straight here, Julie. Your mom is wishing your wife happy birthday. How's that?
That's great.
Okay. 29 again?
Pardon me?
Is your wife going to be 29 again?
Yes, 29 again, yes.
I'm picking up a Ferris wheel around you. Is life kind of feeling like it's on a Ferris wheel right now or a carnival?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. I'm feeling like you're the clown of the deal. Are you trying to keep everything straight and everybody in line?
Yes.
Okay, you don't like this job, is that right?
Well, yes, I want to change. I've been self-employed. I've been doing this for 30 years, engineering.
Uh-huh.
And I want to do something new, and I'm wondering, what should I do?
I think you should dump the clown suit and quit trying to make everybody happy and go back in your dreams. Like, what did you, and do this off the radio, but what did you want to be when you were three? Go back to that, and that's where, a lot of times when we're little, we know what direction we're supposed to go to. It's been my experience with engineers. I happen to be married to one. Hi, Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
you guys are really, really creative, but in a way that most people don't understand. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Really quirky? Use that quirkiness to your advantage. Do you like to build things like hydrogen engines, wind turbines, things like that?
No, I just do buildings.
Okay.
Like
Would you rather be building things that produce energy?
I don't know where or what, but I'd rather be building, yes.
Okay. You need to go in that direction, and I feel like you need to look into... the country's kind of having a rough time right now with energy and all that stuff, you know, going on. Are you interested in, like, new ways to make things move, like Tesla and his tachyon engine, another way to make things move? Are you interested in things like that?
Sure, I'll think about it, yes.
Okay, do you know who Tesla is?
No.
Nikola Tesla. Google him.
Google it. Oh,
He'll be your new best friend. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Janet, are you picking anything up?
Well, I'm getting... it's funny you said the carnival thing, because I got a monkey, you know, the little monkey with the little hat with the musical thing with the guy with the music box thing.
The organ grinder?
Yeah, that's it. I knew there was a word for it. And that's what I got. Monkey, to me, I've come to understand that it means change. But with the organ grinder and stuff, I don't know if that means that, you know, he feels like he's being manipulated.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. But that's what I saw.
Okay.
Could be a play on change, too, because that's what they throw in his little cup.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hello?
We're still here.
Yes. I hired a new consul. His name is Stuart.
Uh-huh.
Is he the right guy? And for this problem I have
I got a knot in my stomach, so I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This big problem is a huge deal. Is it a communication issue?
Yes, it is right now.
Like, people won't talk to each other?
Yes.
Okay. Keeping in mind the law of attraction, do you know how to use a pendulum? Have you ever used one?
No, I have not.
Do you know what they are?
Yes, I heard, and
okay.
People have asked me to learn.
Okay. Hello. You have a gold, solid gold running ring, is that right, Dan? You don't have a real fancy wedding band. It's just a plain wedding band. Is that right?
No. Yeah, I do not know.
Okay. Get a gold chain. Either you have one or your wife has one. Put the wedding ring on the chain and use it as your pendulum. And I want you to write down, go through the yellow pages and find names of attorneys that tickle your fancy. Write them down on a piece of paper and then hold the pendulum over the top of them and watch where the ring starts to point to. Okay. And start interviewing them that way. What you're doing is matching the energy that you need with the energy they have. Does that make sense?
I see. Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, you have to hold your, you have to hold that chain really, just hold it. Don't move it or manipulate it in any way. Okay? Or you can do each name, write it down on a piece of paper, and if it swings back and forth, that's a yes. If it swings side to side, throw the name away. Okay? I feel like there's a lot of money tied up in this. Is that right?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, okay. You're going to come out okay.
Okay, and also my past life, did I have something went wrong in my past life with my older sibling? If so, what was it?
Is there a Bill? Someone named Bill or William?
No.
Okay, I get Bill. Does one of your siblings have something wrong with their legs? Like legs don't move?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I'm getting Bill from because I'm seeing my grandfather who had polio. Is he mean?
Actually, it's a female. Her name is Linda, and she had RA, rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, is she mean?
Yes, she is.
She was mean last time.
She was.
Yeah, she's not done with that. There's somebody, would you be interested in a past life regression?
Yes.
There's an all-star out there, and she's in Portland, Oregon. Her name is Julia Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. Google her, too.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, she's probably one of the best ones out there. But past life regressions really answer a lot of questions. I feel like this sister, who feels male to me... has been thumping on you for a long time, emotionally more so than physically.
Yes, for the past 20 years, she did a lot of things behind my back, I just found out.
Yeah, she's mean. I can't come up with another word for it. Her physical maladies that she's getting, the leg issues that she's got going on, are a result of her anguish and her anger. Okay?
I've got a stiff neck. I don't know what that, if that has anything to do with anything, but I've got a pain in my neck.
Is she a pain in the neck?
Not to me. I'm not talking to her.
Oh, okay. When you were, was she?
But
here's the deal. When we're mean and nasty for a long time, our body starts to reflect it. So. Look up, Google Nikola Tesla, and also hook up with Julia Ingram out of Portland, Oregon, and do a past life regression, and let me know how it goes for you. I think you'll be really pleased with the results.
Okay, any information from my father or mother that passed?
I get hearts. They love. Did Dad wear a black hat?
No, he had black hair.
Oh, okay. He's showing me like a black felt hat. He's very proud of that. Do you have his hair? Is your hair similar to Dad's?
Yes.
Okay. Does Halloween mean anything in connection with Dad?
Yeah, basically it's all messed up in the morning, and that's the only time we used to go trick-or-treating was during Halloween. We used to do things as a family.
Okay. There's your validation that Dad loves you very much and he's with you.
Okay. He had a different way of showing it. I used to be his whipping post.
Well, yeah, see, this is where that past life regression is really going to benefit you. When I get hearts with Dad, I also saw Halloween, which those are two things I usually don't put together. So, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much for the reading.
All right, and have fun with your new pendulum.
I sure will.
Okay.
Blessings to you.
Thanks.
So
the little monkey thing, you get a lot of monkey symbolism, don't you, Janet?
I do. Monkeys seem to like me. Maybe they think I'm a monkey, I don't know.
You know what occurred to me when you were saying that is the 100 monkeys theory, and that might be what's happening with your guides right now. Do you know the 100 monkeys theory?
No.
It's there's monkeys on one island that were eating sweet potatoes, and one of them dropped them in a mud puddle and figured out that when he dropped it in the mud puddle and took it out, there was no sand on it, and it was a lot better to eat. So all the other monkeys on the island started washing their sweet potatoes. Well, another island over, monkeys that hadn't talked to these sweet potato dropping monkeys got the idea one day to start washing off their sweet potatoes. So the moral of the story is when we start doing a good thing, we just start picking that up. So that might be even like your plane landing. It's like incoming message, here comes the monkey.
Ah.
Yeah, and then phew, the next thing to follow it. Did you pick up anything else on that, gentleman?
No, I was getting a serious, like a almost like a crick in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of went down into my back.
Yeah.
So there were some serious issues.
Do you think there was a lot of heart hurt?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of, yeah, when he said whooping post, he wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, my heart.
I was getting, like I said, I it started in my neck and then it went down into my back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now my neck hurts. Just so you know, if you're out there listening, please call in because tonight is the night that we're going to focus on taking phone calls. So it's your chance, and as soon as we hear the beep, we will take the call. Okay. Let's see. We were talking about the law of attraction a little bit. Do you use the law of attraction day to day?
I do. I use it in my work. I use it in my personal life. I pretty much use it everywhere. I mean, I live it.
Yeah.
I try to make sure that I'm always in alignment with source and feel good about what I'm doing.
I think you're good at it. talk about that. I heard that deep. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, you would too.
Yeah. Al, let's go ahead and take this call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Does the name Matilda mean anything to you?
Matilda?
Uh-huh.
No.
Any Australian things connected with you?
No.
Okay.
I know of.
Okay. The other thing for, if you could turn down your speakers, that would just be really nice. The other thing Matilda means for me is a very smart child. Were you like a prodigy child?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you a smart person?
I think I am.
I think you are, too, and I think you've been a smart person most of your life. There's a movie with Danny DeVito and his wife called Matilda. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Where the little girl was actually a lot smarter than the parents?
Right.
Okay. Was that kind of your childhood?
No, I don't think so.
Think about it.
I probably was, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, because what we're working in here and with things that we get, it's pure symbolism, and it means something specific to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what I'm really getting is Matilda.
Matilda.
Okay. Janet, are you picking anything up for this lady?
Yeah, I'm getting two things. I'm getting like a window and mushrooms. And what I feel like, it's like you're on the outside looking in. Or you feel like you're being kept in the dark.
Yeah.
There's something that, you know, you feel like you're not being told exactly what's going on.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Isn't it with my mom and stuff, I'm being left out in the dark with that.
No, that's exactly what I'm getting at. You feel like you're on the outside looking in, like you're not privy to some of the things that you want to know?
Right. Yeah.
Good job, Jen.
Yeah, exactly.
You picking anything else up for her?
No, I see a big sunflower.
Sunflower. What's that mean?
Don't know.
to me,
me either.
For me, sunflower means the other side, and it also means mother.
Mother. Yeah, my mom.
Uh-huh. Is she across?
No.
She's here?
Yes.
Okay. Is there another mother figure that's crossed?
No.
Is there someone else that was like a mother for you that's crossed?
Probably, yeah. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah,
getting a bank vault.
You get what?
I'm getting a bank vault. Does your family have a lot of secrets?
I think mom does, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting like a locked bank vault.
Yeah, my mom keeps a lot of secrets from me because I guess she doesn't want me to worry.
Well, when we lock something in a vault, it's because we don't want anybody to have access to it that we don't want to have access to. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have you been asking her or talking to her about things that she doesn't want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
I go through my sister.
Okay.
Yep. My sister tells me everything.
It's not working. Nobody gets in the bank vault if Mama doesn't want them in the bank vault.
Right.
Okay. So she's got some things that she really doesn't want to share. Now, keep in mind, and this might be where the sunflower is coming in, that after people pass, the bank vault gets open. Okay, the secrets come out. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So don't waste time trying to get all the secrets now. They will come out when it's appropriate for them to come out. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
Does the letter A make sense to you?
A.
A? Like Adeline or Adelaide or Adele?
Abigail.
Abigail?
Abigail.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, Abigail.
Okay. Okay, because it's connected to me. I'm seeing that with the bank vault.
Yeah, I have a granddaughter I'm not allowed to see named Abigail.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I was just seeing a baby carriage. When you said Abigail,
yep.
I saw a baby carriage. It was like an old-timey baby carriage.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Even though you're not allowed to see her, she's aware of you, okay?
Really? Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's nice to know.
Yeah. There are a lot of secrets in your family. What I'm seeing is a great big bank vault. Do you meditate at all or pray?
No.
You need to. That's how we connect with energy when we're not allowed to connect with energy. Say we have a child or someone that we love that we're not allowed to see.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray or meditate, we connect with their higher self. Okay, it's really important. And, you know, I was just looking at a book called Practical Praying by John Edward, and I love John Edward, by the way. And he was talking about there is no right or wrong way to pray. What's important is that you do it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
Do you like banana-flavored popsicles?
Me? No.
Okay. Do you, Janet?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, now I'm seeing a bank robbery. An Old West bank robbery. So it's like there's really some stuff that people are trying to get out of that woman's bank vault.
And that's funny because I saw an old-timey, the carriage I saw was one of those old-timey...
A pram?
Strollers.
Uh-huh.
And it was...
Those were called prams. And you know what's hilarious that you mentioned that is I have felt my mother around me all day today.
Really?
Yeah, and that was one of her, when her oldest child was a baby, she had a pram for her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that story just popped in. Yeah, ouch.
It's funny. We got another beat.
Yeah, this has really been a mom day, so that's been kind of cool. Well, let's go ahead and take that. Hello?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. My name's Jim. I'm calling from Florida. And just wonder what you saw in general for me. I just wondering, what's happening with what's going to happen for me.
Okay, Janet, you want to take that?
I see money. I don't know, you know, if you're coming into a lot of money or if you're needing money, but I saw just piles of money.
Okay, yeah, that is a question. I've been out of work for a year and just trying to see if any of these things are going to come to fruition, so
I would say yes.
Okay, well, that's a good sign. And also relationship wise I've been single for a little bit of time after the divorce, but just wondering if anything's going to develop there too.
When I see like piles of money, like I just saw, it was just like, you know, piles, like you just threw a bunch of money on the floor and it was just heaped up. That typically means, from what I've been experiencing, it means abundance in one way or another. It doesn't have to be financial abundance. It could be relationship abundance. It could be, you know, leisure, you know, just anything. It just means abundance to me. So I would say that you're on the right track. You're headed where you need to be.
Okay.
I keep seeing the Nautilus from, what is it, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Remember that? Or the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen also? Mm. Did you work in, like, ship design or maritime?
I did do a little bit of work on boats and stuff.
Okay, that would be that. And I keep hearing Disney World. Anything to do with Disney World?
No.
Okay. Did you work with, like, the boats? Was it, like, leisure boats, a cruise ship, things that people enjoy like they would at Disney World?
No, it's more of private yachts and stuff.
Oh, that would be leisure. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
I have been trouble hearing you. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I keep getting Key West, too. Is that where you're at?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so you're way north of Key West, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a connection to you with Key West?
Only been there a couple times. Not directly, no.
Are there any job opportunities or income opportunities related to Key West that you're aware of?
No. I'm trying to focus on something up here with technology, with something to do with cars. So.
I keep getting Key West. See what's down there. You know,
yeah,
there might
and
be.
And I look that direction.
Yeah, look that direction.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't really. I mean, I've been to Key West once in my life, and all I remember is the sunset was just wow.
Yeah.
Sombrero Beach, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I keep seeing, and I'm looking at that sunset, and I'm seeing orange.
It's funny because that's what I just got. I was getting, before you said that, I was getting a bright orange sun. Just got that warm, fuzzy feeling, you know?
Now, orange, too, can stand for creativity. Is your creativity really starting to open up?
Okay.
Do you feel like it is?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Now, the opposite chakra of the sacral, which is orange, is your throat chakra. So you need to get the word out there what you want to do. You need to start speaking your truth and create the job that you want.
Okay.
Yeah. I keep hearing the word millionaire in the background, too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because it gets to a point where you're, you know, it's been a long year being out of work, and you're like, am I really, you know, you get like, am I really on the right path? So I get a little bit kind of discouraged and so on, but
okay.
But I
get
think
the
I'm
word out bit. There of what it is you want to do. And what you need to do, too, is sit down and write down exactly what it is that you want to be doing.
Okay.
I feel like that's part of it is you're kind of scrambling around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need to aim your arrow at something and then shoot at the bullseye.
Okay.
And I keep, you know, it's like millionaire. In the DVD, The Secret, gosh, I haven't watched that for a long time, there is an older gentleman named Bob Proctor. Have you watched The Secret?
Yeah, he's, I think I watched most of that movie. He's a motivational speaker out of Toronto. I'm familiar. I've been to one of his seminars years ago.
All right. Follow what he told you. He cracks me up. I love him. He's hilarious, which I don't think he means to be.
Yeah.
There's one line in The Secret that I just love, and I keep hearing it over, and he's talking about electricity. He goes, what is it? We don't even know what it is. We don't know how it works. You can use it to cook the man's dinner, or you can use it to cook the man.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been using your energy to cook your opportunities.
Okay.
Turn it in the opposite direction and use it to start making your dinner, start bringing in your abundance.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all perspective, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay then. Well, thanks so much for these readings and I appreciate your time and it makes me feel better. I'm kind of still on the right path here.
Yeah. You're welcome. Go make your list. Do you have any last words for him, Janet?
No.
Is your dad on the other side, sir?
I'm sorry, say again.
Has your father crossed?
One more time, please.
Has your dad crossed over?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, I'm getting a father figure crossed who's standing beside you, helping you along. How is Dad's health?
It might be a grandfather or something, but I don't...
How's Dad's health right now? How is your dad?
He's in his early 80s, and
is he doing well,
but, you know, who knows at that age what could happen.
Give him a call tomorrow.
I spoke to him this morning.
Okay. Give him a call tomorrow and ask him what he was doing about 5 minutes ago, and ask him if he was dreaming about you.
Okay.
Okay?
Does he have somebody that crossed that smoked a pipe?
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell.
Getting one of the smoking pipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely got a male influence around you big time.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
But what you said just a second ago, are you trying to say that he could cross over soon?
No, I'm saying that I'm getting an impression of a father or a father figure, and this is coming from the other side, and it's around you, and it's cheering you on. Now, it's been my experience that sometimes we can, when we go to sleep or when we've got a case like Alzheimer's or something like that, we can cross. And that's why I want you to ask him tomorrow. Take note of what time it is right now.
Okay.
Ask your dad what he was doing 5 or 6 minutes ago tonight.
Okay.
Was he asleep? And if you were sleeping, Dad, did you have any dreams about me? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he's really connected to you.
Yeah, okay. And you might also ask if somebody, your grandfather or an uncle or somebody smoked a pipe, because I'm getting pipe big time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting. I'll follow up with that with him tomorrow.
Yeah, and shoot some feedback if you can. I'd like to know what he was doing, because this is really strong.
Okay, great. I'll if anything comes up, I'll send you an email.
Great.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I've had that happen a lot.
What's that?
Where people are still on this side.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting barraged like they're coming from the other side. And it's like, find out if they were asleep.
No, my dad did that just before he passed.
Yeah.
He would come back and he'd know what I was doing up here. He'd know what my brother was doing in Texas. He'd know what everybody was doing.
What maintenance was doing in the hospital. I remember that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
He knew that there was a pipe broke on the outside of the hospital building, and he was in bed, you know.
Yeah.
No way he could have known.
Gonna help him fix it?
Yeah, right? He was. He needed a ladder to go fix the plumbing.
Yeah. Back to the law of attraction, prosperity. And that's what everybody always, the first thing they think is, I want money. What is the trick to it?
Well, it's feeling good about where you are at the moment. It's not necessarily seeing where you want to be, it's feeling good with where you are in the moment.
Right.
Not necessarily, you know, even if you have a lot of bills, you just have to accept that you have a lot of bills, you don't have enough money, but you just have to feel good about where you're at and get to a place where you know, you're not just overwhelmed by the anxiety and stuff.
Exactly.
Just feel good about where you're at, and that breaks down the wall, and it allows the money to start coming.
Absolutely. I heard another beep.
You heard one?
I heard a beep, yeah. I'm in a rare mood tonight.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Okay, and I'm calling for a reading.
Okay, Caroline, are you a hairdresser?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you a hairdresser?
I can't hear that because the phone is almost like muffled.
Do you work with people's hair?
Oh, no. No, I do not.
What is the connection to you and hairdresser?
Well, I don't know. I have very long hair and I never go to the hairdresser. Maybe I need to go.
No, I'm smelling perming solution and hairspray and shampoo and all that kind of stuff. It's either I've got a connection to a hair salon or a hairdresser. Do you live or work near a hair salon?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm feeling like I'm sitting in a hair salon. Is there fumes of some kind around you?
What?
Are there some kind of fumes around you?
Let's see. I live with a chain smoker. There's a lot of smoke.
Okay.
Would that be it?
Those are nauseous fumes to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it making you physically ill?
I'm not feeling real good about it. I feel like my health is suffering.
Okay. That's what hair salons do to me. That's why you don't find me in one very often either. Okay. Can you change your environment? Can you have a smoke-free room in your house?
Yeah, the bedroom is smoke-free.
Okay. Yeah, because I really feel like the chemicals or the fumes around you are really, really starting to affect things. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Are you in process of finding out what direction your life needs to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay. This is what I'm seeing you getting on a red bicycle. And to me, that would mean it's a beautiful red, so that tells me that your core values are intact and your sense of self and who you are is intact. You feel good about that.
Uh-huh.
You just need to quit standing beside the bicycle and get on it and ride. when we ride a bicycle, generally we don't carry anybody else with us. It's just us. It's just our responsibility. So to make a long story short, what I would say is, you need to start making your own decisions and stop asking for everybody else's input. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Janet, do you get anything for Carolyn?
I was actually, I got, you know, the red glittery shoes that Dorothy wore in The Wizard of Oz? That's what I was getting.
Okay.
And I also got an ox yoke, like, and I've gotten that once before, and that person was really working really hard and was pretty much overworked. I don't know if that's your case or not.
Well, I just recently quit my job that I'd been at for like about 6 years, so I was feeling not very valued there.
Hmm.
Were you feeling overworked?
I just did 40 hours a week, but it was a hard shift.
Underappreciated?
Yes, very underappreciated.
That's what I'm getting. That you were just underappreciated.
Now, the red shoes, are you wanting to go home?
home, I guess. It would mean, if you're thinking about my parents' home where I grew up, I really can't go back there. I mean, they don't really want me there. So, you know, I don't really have my own house yet. I live in an apartment.
Okay.
But,
is that what
you've been thinking about it a lot lately, about going back there?
I guess deep in my heart that I wish I could, but, you know, you can't, you know?
Yeah, because that's the part I'm seeing. As soon as Janet said red shoes, I said, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I grew up in a nice neighborhood, and I just, I'm not really in a safe neighborhood now, and that's part of it, kind of wishing I was in that type of neighborhood again, maybe.
Okay. Get on your red bicycle, which is my symbolism for your life, and get on the road that you want to be on and start riding your bike that way. Are you familiar with the law of attraction?
Sure.
Okay. Use it.
Okay.
See where it works really well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's driving a new house.
You know, it's
see yourself
you...
being already where you want to be and watch the barriers start to knock down. You've already gone into the beginning of manifesting a new job by leaving the one you didn't like. Were you a bartender?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
I was a security guard.
Okay. This is not a job I would ever recommend, but would being like someone in charge of entertaining or catering or bartending, would that be something that would appeal to you?
Not really, because I'm totally shy.
Okay.
And
well,
most people are outgoing.
If you could have the perfect job and be who you wanted to be, would that appeal to you?
being a bartender and
or throwing or doing catering or throwing parties. Is that something when you go deep inside of yourself, if I could be anything I wanted to be, would that appeal to you?
No, no. I'm a really quiet person. I'm not
into that's not what I'm asking. If you were, let's go back and say you're a three-year-old, okay, and you're pretending and you can be anything you want to be, would that be something that you would enjoy?
Catering?
When you were a little girl, were you very outgoing?
Pardon me?
When you were a little girl, were you very outgoing?
No, I was always shy.
Okay.
People's energies impact me very strongly. I tend to shy away from them.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to drop it then because we're not getting anywhere. Janet, you got anything else for her?
I got a question. Is there a new romance in your life?
I'm still with the same guy that I've been with for 5 years. I mean, no.
The reason I'm asking is I'm getting a bouquet of flowers, and my head is, like, spinning. Like, I'm just, like, the room is spinning.
It may be a renewal in our relationship coming.
Okay, that might be it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm getting. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm seeing a bouquet of flowers.
Mm.
And just kind of wrap it up. Quit asking for everybody else's opinion and get your life going in the direction that you want it to go in.
Okay.
There's another book or a book or CDs or something I really recommend that you get your hands on. It's called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle.
The New Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good book. I think it would really, really, really help you.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't work for Eckhart. Nor do we profit from the sale of his books, but it's a really good book.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you.
Hey, have fun on your bike.
I will.
In your red shoes.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
She's got some new direction coming, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I don't think she's aware of it. It's going to hit her like a wave.
Hold on to your hat.
I really get the feeling that when she cuts loose and lets go, she's going to do events and things like that that knock people's socks off.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So many times coming from, she said she was a security guard, so many times coming from the complete opposite end of the field to the other end of the field and knowing why you need security guards, because these people are so fun. Kind of a thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, is that another call?
That was a long beak.
Yeah, it was. Is there another caller there? Hello? Maybe that was our beep to go.
Ah.
Well,
is that time already?
I think we still have 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, can you hear me?
Hi, there is someone there. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Hello. I'm gonna start this one off. I feel like I'm standing in water.
Oh, no. Okay, there. Now can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't know if you're talking to me or not.
I can hear you.
Okay, great.
I feel like I'm standing in water, though. Is that
okay?
I don't know what that means, but I feel like I'm...
Are you knee-deep in emotional things right now? Ask her if she's in a lot of emotional turmoil right now.
Are you in a lot of emotional turmoil? Do you have a lot of emotions going on?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There's your water.
Okay.
I think she can hear you now, Julie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, did you turn your speakers off?
Actually, no, I came outside. It was real noisy in the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that water to me symbolizes, and when she said I'm standing in water, it's like I'm standing in all of this emotion, and I just, too much.
Is it good or bad or just...
Well, that I don't know. Is there somebody named Michael involved?
No.
Okay. Are you trying to get to the truth of something?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's where the Archangel Michael gets involved in things. He carries a sword. Do you know much about Michael?
No.
Well, he's got this great sword, and it's called, I can't think of it. Anyway, he cuts through lies, and he cuts through delusions, and he cuts through illusion, and he helps people see things clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's really, when we say help and things like that, I mean, help, that's who comes a-running and comes in to assist us. And I feel
mm-hmm.
like you need to call him in. And calling
okay.
him in can consist of, help me sort this out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a dark-haired male involved in this?
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You might want to look around.
A dark-haired male.
Yeah, I feel like there's somebody behind the scenes kind of jiggling the strings.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah. Friend, yeah.
Okay. Does somebody work at a car dealership?
No car dealerships, no.
I'm seeing a place where I grew up, a little town in Montana, where that person is listening in their office. and there used to be a bowling alley that they turned into a car dealership, and
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm seeing. And everybody knew it was a bowling alley. So you go up there to buy a car, and it's like, yeah, I went to the bowling alley and bought a new Chevy. It was kind of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times with car dealers, too, we associate them with not being really honest or really up and up. Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the place where this is going down isn't, you think of it like it's a different place, like, We used to think we're going to the bowling alley to buy a car. We just couldn't
mm-hmm.
wrap our brain around that being a car dealership. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That dealership went out of business, I believe.
Oh.
Okay. So the moral
is a good thing.
It is a good thing in this case. It means that it's going to implode on itself.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do anything. Just call in the assistance of the Archangel Michael. His sword
okay.
is objectivity and discrimination. That's what it is. And it doesn't mean discrimination against a race of people. It means getting to the truth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you raised Catholic?
For what?
Were you raised a Catholic?
No, uh-uh.
I'm getting all kinds of Catholic icons and symbols around you. Is there something about, like, ritual involved in this or adherence to a belief system that we don't sway from? Like somebody not willing to even look at the other side of the story?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Kick it around a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, Janet, are you getting
anything? Here's what I got. I got I was seeing a heart, and every time I would look in the direction of the heart, my eyes would hurt. And then the heart, like, exploded. Don't know what it means.
Is there something with the relationship you don't want to look at? Is there something with your relationship that you don't want to look at?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
I can't tell who you're talking to. It sounds like
you're
talking
to someone
else.
You. Ask her the question, Janet.
Is there something in a relationship somewhere that you don't want to, that you either don't like what you're seeing or you don't want to see the truth or?
Yeah, probably, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm getting because I got a heart and every time I look toward the heart, my eyes hurt. And then I saw the heart explode.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that has, if that fits in with, what's going on with you. But it tells me that you're not liking what you're seeing or you're not, you don't want to see the truth or, something.
Yeah. I think you're exactly right. And I've kind of been tossing that around lately. But yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Okay.
Good job, Janet. Call in my...
Yeah.
Even if you're not aware of angels, archangels, and things like that, they don't care. All you need to do is call them in to assist. The really cool thing about Michael is your eyes open up really quick and you see what's going on, and when we do see what's going on, we're able to communicate. And many times the only way to heal something is to communicate honestly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't like what I'm seeing, and here's what I'm seeing, and that gives them a chance for a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Well, that is what you're seeing, and, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Jill, is there all a right. July, are you a July baby?
Am I what?
Are you a July baby?
No, huh?
Who's a July person?
July. I don't know anybody in July.
Okay, I'm getting a Ruby. So, it's probably somebody you know real well or standing right next to you.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
That could be. Let's see.
We're going to let you go. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
You know, that's hilarious. I haven't thought of that car dealership for, 30-some years.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. And there was a really good restaurant in there, too.
Oh.
Yep.
In the car dealership?
No, in the bowling alley.
Oh.
They should have kept the restaurant, and maybe the dealership would have done okay. So, anyway, I think we have attracted the end of our hour.
I think so.
These go by so fast.
I know, they do.
Yeah, way too fast. Janet, thank you.
You bet.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
I enjoyed having you here. I'm sure those lucky people that got readings for me did, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good night.
I hope though.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Thank you. And remember, if you got a reading, we love feedback. Janet especially lives for it because she's learning. And I think she's doing well.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.